It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, brave, adventurous reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
First, we focus on Sharon Hospital this week. There was a community forum. These are held periodically, but this was the first after the merger between Northwell and New Vance. So there are many requirements once these mergers take place through the Office of Health Strategy, and community forums are part of it. We've done these before. And now this was, as I say, the first with Northwell. There were about 20 people attending. There was some online, I don't know how many, last Wednesday. The first person to speak was from the monitoring company. I don't know if you remember, but part of the deal with all the certificate of needs is that the hospital has to be monitored by an independent group. PYA is the one that's been doing it. It's interesting, they say it's an independent study. However, it's paid for by the two entities.
That's what I was going to ask you. Who's paying for this?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, very,
okay.
Very, very independent. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, real quick, I got a notice on this a day and a half ahead of time.
Yes.
How did they notify people? How do you expect that is that somehow covered where you have to give a reasonable amount of notice?
I have
that's part of the independence, Mike.
Oh, yeah. You know, as I'm looking at it, it was sent out late in the day, so I don't see it until the morning, and I've got one day to publicize it. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But I see, you know, this wasn't one of my OG, I didn't look. It literally appeared.
Oh, I know. I know. Believe me, I look at all that before I start opening my app about it and say, here we go. This is one of those things. You've got to notify people, I'm sorry, at least a week ahead of time and put it out there in various places. You know, but that's
no. Only if
enough
you
of
want
my
them to
rant
come.
this morning. I'm done.
Only if you want them to show up.
Well, I know. I will stop and let Ruth have her show back. Sorry, Ruth.
That's okay. David McMillan from PYA was the first one to speak, and he went through the grades, so to speak, what they had graded them on, the conditions and findings, I guess you'd call it. And out of the five, they were compliant with three, and there were partial compliance with two. And that dealt, the two that were partially were access service services and workforce stability, and the other was affordability, financial protections, and equity. One dealt with there was a question about how much information was put out there, and the New Vance and Northwell said some of their business, they couldn't put out everything because it would give their competitors some look into their business practices. And the other was a question about the access and the waiting time for Medicaid patients versus non-Medicaid persons. So they said they're going to have to work on remedying that. So, but in general, they like the way things are going.
What kind of operations are they doing that have to be, you know, secret?
Well, some things that not operations, but financial.
It's their business, but
business plans.
But
yeah.
still. Good,
yeah,
good
I
question.
don't, I don't see
My
why
question.
a nonprofit like this is, you know, their business
Is
plan.
Northwell
Forget
a
it.
nonprofit?
I'm stopping this morning.
No, they're not a nonprofit.
No, I don't think so.
They're not a nonprofit?
I don't believe
the
so.
hospital.
No.
The hospital.
No.
No.
I
Why
think
should it be a nonprofit?
It's a corporation.
Northwell is massive, but it's
Yeah.
not a nonprofit.
Yeah, no. Okay. Well, I stand corrected. I thought they were a nonprofit.
Well, we have gone back and forth between profit and nonprofit at the hospital.
Well, I know. I thought we weren't ever going to see profit again, and I was under the wrong impression.
No,
I guess I'm sorry.
you've been for profit for a while. Quick question though about the remedying, and I can't remember. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Sorry, Ruth. Go on.
About the access to Medicaid, okay? That's what they're going to
Yeah,
work on.
I had a question around that, but I didn't. It's
Okay.
more like how is it playing out? And how much time do they have to remedy these things? That was
I
what
guess,
that was the
well,
question.
they're going to, I think these are semi-annual, so I assume, they
So
have to look
sometime in
at
the
it for the
next 6 months,
next.
I got to fix that, basically. Okay, all right. Just
I
checking.
am hypothesizing, but I would assume that's what they have, because these are done
Okay.
semi-annually. And then somebody from Northwell spoke about all the investments they're putting in, and it is huge. Northwell is absolutely huge. They're based in Syosset, Long Island, and they have hospitals all over the East Coast here. One of the speakers, of course, was Christina McCullough, the president and CEO of Sharon, and she talked about the all the advances that and investments that are being made. A lot of new equipment Northwell is investing. There are new hires. They've hired 30 new people in the last over the last few months. She was asked about the community board. There's a community board comprised of 12 local people from both sides of the border and with a wide range of skills and experiences. When the questioning came, the questioning part of the event, a doctor asked about the maternity department and whether they are marketing that and are they, trying to up the numbers of births there. And she said, yes, they are. So also, forget there were a few questions, but not a few. Oh, the questions about Lyme disease and how that's going to be how pe
Well,
that's going
that's
to be,
good because I'm going to interrupt to say that both topics were covered on Robin Hood Radio, and that somebody should literally pass on to her that this is a very good. The radio station right around the corner is a really useful resource for letting people know, especially about the maternity. If you want to get word out to your local community, only because in the past this was something that they utilized.
Right. Well, as we all know, the history of that whole
I have to
Right,
go.
and that's why I'm nicely and politely and diplomatically, wouldn't you say, knowing me, didn't I do a good job of mentioning they might want to do that. Go ahead.
I have to come back on this, guys. They're a nonprofit organization. I'm sorry, but I'm sitting here with them on the web. And Northwell Health is a nonprofit, a 501c3.
Okay. Well,
As I thought it was.
you took me back. I thought it was a corporation. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, you can be incorporated and be a
Yeah,
nonprofit. That
that's all
is
true.
definitely possible. And most of the ones in the healthcare industry like that are. And I've been through Sharon and all these others, and it continues to indicate they are a nonprofit
Okay,
organization.
so they are not paying taxes. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably not. That's usually what happens with
Okay. I've gotten so confused between the profit and the nonprofit.
Oh,
It's gone back and
I
forth.
fully understand. It's
Yeah.
and that's why it bothers me in that this particular thing that they give such little notice on these requirements they have,
All right.
and the transparency and all. And still, as you wander around the net now, Sharon Hospital is showing up in both cases, so they need to straighten their web operations too. But I'm going to be quiet again now.
No, I'm glad
Well,
you corrected us on that. I was
I'm
wrong.
going to throw something else. And this is all right. So just, and we're going to just it's Northwell itself operates as a secular tax-exempt system focused on community health, supported by philanthropy through the Northwell Foundation.
Okay.
So,
All right, that's a 501c3.
it's a nonprofit. Yeah.
They are.
Okay.
They are, they are.
Thank you for correcting us there.
I was thinking I was going crazy, but I was like, I know it is, so.
Yeah. So, I guess. Okay. Boy,
But
that's good to
I
know. Yes.
follow too with what Jill was saying. You know, they need to give notices and maybe spend some time. I'm going to have to reach out and see. If you have an opportunity, you can email me the stuff from there that you have. That would be appreciated so I know what to talk about. But
Oh, I have a whole booklet here. I don't know.
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I think if you could go on, they were zooming it. I would,
Oh, they
so
were okay. All right,
yeah,
I can go check it
see
out
if you
there
can,
then.
because I mean, I've got this whole packet, but I don't know how to get it to you.
All right. Well, no, that's cool. I just think the
Yeah.
information about a hospital and all of what's been with Sharon Hospital needs to be spread far and wide, not
Yeah,
a
no, I
day
think.
ahead of time or day, because that's what happened when they're making the switch, as I remember, or then when they announced it. It was like, oops, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm
Yeah,
done.
check it out, Michael. It was zoomed, so.
Good, I will. Thank you. Thank you for being there and talking about it.
Yeah, well, thank you for correcting us.
Now,
Okay.
do you have any news about planning and zoning commissions before we move anywhere else?
No.
Okay. I always like to check on that one.
No. I did attend a lovely event at Noble Horizons on Saturday night. They do this, the Noble Auxiliary does a yearly art show with a theme, and this year it was barns, and there were photos and paintings of barns all over, and it was just very sweet and very charming. The auxiliary raises money for items that to enhance the lives of the residents outside, you know, the regular budget, sort of like the 21st Century Club for Housatonic. This raises money for the residents to give them, oh, a lobster luncheon and trips and things like that. But the evening was lots of community members participated, and you know, I got to thinking about how special barns really are and how they are a lovely part of the landscape. And kudos to the auxiliary. It was a lovely event with lots of good food and raffles, and always nice to see activity there.
You need to remember those silos too. A lot of places where they take the barns down, they'll often leave the silos standing.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that, because Jean Salater, who comes up with the themes each year, said that was her inspiration. She drives past the silo every day to and from work, and
There
she
you
thought,
go.
wow, that's a great one. And so she painted a silo. And yeah.
I think that's the Lee
Yeah.
farm she's talking about, yeah, where the barn went
Oh.
down, but the silo's still there. Well, there's
Oh, could be. Yeah.
one here coming into Sharon that it looked like they were going to restore it. They started doing things with it. Now it's all gone again. And so I don't
Oh.
know what's going on with that one, but it may have been more than it could be handled because they can get expensive too.
Yeah, but I do, they are pretty special, and some of them, even in a dilapidated state, are pretty artistic. So it's kind of
That's
fun.
true.
Yeah. A lot of career days we had at schools this week. I was in Sharon on Friday morning for career day, and the kids really get a look into possible future pursuits. And at Sharon, there were police officers and a lawyer and a scuba diver instructor and a mechanic, and the kids really get a close-up look. And in Salisbury in the afternoon, again, they had a host of guests speaking, and always it's a nice, very nice activity for the kids, and the community members are very helpful. It's really, really nice. In North Canaan, they're pushing for state land. This is land near the Greenway, and it looks like the state is going to transfer it And it will be hopefully the site of the new firehouse. Those of you who are familiar with Canaan know where the firehouse is at the corner of Route 7 and 44. It's a tough place to get in and out of. It's needs expansion, and there's this property, so it looks quite favorable that there will be a new firehouse coming to Canaan. Part of
Where
that,
I'm
sorry.
sorry, where's the property located?
It's sort of it's up along North Elm Street, further up if you're the bypass to the downtown Canaan.
Yeah.
Yeah, up along in there, and it sort of covers, it goes from there over to 44 to 44, somewhere near the Snack Shack or
Oh,
Caddy
okay.
Shack.
Okay.
Caddy Shack.
Caddy Shack.
Showing my age.
Yeah.
Caddy Shack. I think it expands. There's a greenway in there, and it's in that
That'd be, let's
vicinity.
see, that's right around where the sports place is. What do they call it? I can't think of it. But they have a store. Used to be the dollar store there across from the Pizza House. I'll
Somewhere,
get there
yeah, it's in
eventually. Yeah.
that vicinity
Once the, yeah,
somewhere.
there's a vacant
This is
piece there in the
classic.
center.
Yeah, this is classic country directions, and we love it. Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Next to
Over to
Jimmy
the
Jones' house.
bus, down the barn.
Go to
Yeah.
the oak tree.
Right. Or
And then
actually, no.
like the Twin Oaks they had there in Lakeville, after they put a sign there, they both blew over. So
Yeah. Yeah.
so
That,
I think, I don't know
but
whether
I
that
will
was a
say,
jinx or what.
I did see something on Music Mountain, which I think is a classic for our time, and that was two hikers with their gear. Mind you, it's Music Mountain where self-service is not terrific. And instead of having a map spread out on the hood of their vehicle, they were each looking really unhappily at their phones. It's great. I
Yeah, I
mean,
think.
sorry, it wasn't great. It was a sign of the times.
Yep.
Well,
Yep.
they have to upload those maps ahead of time, so when they're offline.
Plus, they don't realize that unless they are, unless they are able to cannibalize someone's Wi-Fi up here, and the houses aren't that close together, thank you very
Well, there
much.
you go.
They're not going to. You can stand at Dean's Ravine for a while and not get the information that you need. Sorry, but
Not technology
it was
friendly.
an interesting combination.
They have to carry a portable Starlink with them if they want service up there.
That's all right. We can.
Just to remind people, budget season, the Region 1 Board of Ed held its public hearing on the budget last week, and I understand there were no members of the public present, somebody told me, which is typical. And I'm afraid
Yeah, there's nothing controversial, it seems.
I don't know, I have not been really covering that, so I don't know the totals or increases. I'm sorry, but hopefully your readers or your listeners will find that out.
And when is the vote, do you know?
The vote is
Got to be coming.
usually the first Tuesday in May, I believe.
Okay.
Some
So,
complicated thing about the first day in May that is going to happen, but it's a
yeah.
referendum too that everyone knows. You
Yeah.
vote in your town halls. This is one of those when nobody shows up, it's kind of like the early voting thing. A lot of
Yeah.
people being paid a lot of money to be there for nothing.
Yeah, and a lot of money for being asked to be accepted, and people
Well,
don't,
that's true too, because there's three budgets actually there, three components to it, and
Right.
like you say, there's a lot of money involved.
And we'll have
Yeah,
to. And it also, and this is my opinion only. Don't think about anybody. It became such a thankless task to object to something objectionable that I think the fight just went out of everybody. That's
Well,
my
there are
comment.
certain things, as we always say, that are incontrovertible. Salaries, contracts, health insurance costs that are just staples and cannot be changed. So you're starting off with, increases.
Yeah, I was going to say those typically all go up too, so it's never a downward thing. When's the last time you heard about an insurance premium going down? Okay, guys, we're getting close to the finish here, so if you want to throw in any other things in, now's the time before I let Jill, I was going to say take us out the back door, but she doesn't like that, end the program.
No, and my father used to let me clean the broiler too, so be careful. Yeah, go on,
I'm
Ruth.
not asking.
Okay. I'm set. I'm sort of, we're all over the place, and we'll have to find some more budget stories, some more numbers maybe next week.
Yeah, it's springtime.
Okay.
Everybody's getting out and about, and come May, you're going to have all kinds of things starting to happen as well. So,
Yeah.
we're going to be loaded up with things going on in the next couple of weeks here. So, not to
Yeah.
worry. All
No,
right.
we just
It is.
ramble. It's a good ramble here. Yeah.
That's right.
And we're gonna change you. We're gonna make you rambling and
She's
roving.
going to ramble us
So
on out of here.
thank you, Ruth. This has been a pleasure. This has also been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's rambling, roving, rambling, got that rambling, reporter on Robinhood Radio.